we're at now is...
Last March, at the Grace Lutheran Church in the Mantua neighborhood of Philadelphia, the Dufala brothers, Billy and Stephen, used a PowerPoint to introduce their idea of a memorial service for a house scheduled to be demolished.
So that's 3711 Mellon.
There were only six people there listening to the art duo's explanation that the house at 3711 Mellon Street deserves to be memorialized, with a 16-foot funeral wreath adorning the facade, and as the building comes down, the debris will be loaded into a dumpster, and a community procession will follow it as if it were a coffin to a nearby dump, and then everyone will sit down together for a meal.
Does anybody have any questions? Comments?
And crickets.
It was kind of weird, you know, because we've never heard anything of that nature before.
This is Joseph Walker. He grew up in Mantua in the 60s and 70s, and he now runs a neighborhood youth service organization called Hub Coalition.
We've never heard anything about a funeral for a home before. We've done it for pets, we've done it for people. We've never done it for a house.
If the Dufala brothers wanted the community to join their funeral, they had to join the community. And in Mantua, that means going to church. Around the corner from 3711 Mellon Street is the Mount Olive Baptist Church, whose 30-voice choir agreed to perform at the funeral. Stephen Dufala, one half of the Dufala brothers, says it may be a funeral for a home, but it's also a celebration of a neighborhood.
If you can get everybody to understand that it's a symbol, then it's not just a house, because houses are homes also, and houses are where families live also, and there's a history, and history was a part of this project the whole time. So it's not just this specific house. It's also every time this has ever happened. I mean, in a way, that's also what it is.
The Tyler School of Art at Philadelphia's Temple University is organizing this funeral for a home as an act of preservation. Mantua has always been a working-class neighborhood in West Philadelphia, going back to the 19th century when it attracted Irish immigrants. In the 1960s and 70s, it was torn apart by gang violence.
Good morning, everyone.
The man on the megaphone is the Reverend Andrew Jenkins, a longtime community organizer in Mantua, who is at the heart of its turnaround. Temple University asked him to give a walking tour of Mantua a few weeks before the funeral. In the 60s, Jenkins and Herman Rice faced the gangs head-on with a method of direct action confrontation that has since become known as the Rice Process.
In my time of working with gangs in this neighborhood, I've been shot at 10 times. You never can let the gang war guys scare you or take your heart from you. You have to walk to them. You have to walk among them.
Eventually, Jenkins began developing low-income housing projects in Mantua, which replaced a lot of those vacant lots and row houses. He says funeral for a home is no joke.
We try to record the history in this community. Temple have done a greater job of restoring our history than we have done in the last 20 and 30 years. And we are going to lose our history with the changing of the neighborhood.
Early on in the project, there was a sentiment that came up, what is this project? People were just like, we don't have any tears left. I don't remember who said that.
Andy Jenkins.
I mean, if that's a sentiment and that's real, like, where is there something that's at least worth their time to focus on and think about and work with us on? It's not just a funeral. We found out really early on that, according to Pastor Moore, it's not even called a funeral. It's a homegoing. Homegoing is probably more appropriate anyway, in terms of looking to the future.
The future of Mantua is promising, literally. President Obama designated the neighborhood a promise zone, one of five across the country that's uniquely positioned to get federal aid. Once the home is demolished, a low-income housing development will rise on the lot. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.